You want to do What the Hell News?
Yeah, let's do it.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Yes, yes, y'all. I'm telling you, man, Twitter is still blowing up. I like it. You know what I don't like?
What?
Ethan Couch. He's the affluenza teen. He left the Texas jail today after nearly 2 years. He's the kid that killed 4 people in a drunk driving accident, branded as a grave injustice to victims and families. Ethan Couch, the affluenza teen, got a shortened sentence because his lawyer, by the way, probably the greatest lawyer in the world, right? To get this sentence. His lawyer claimed affluenza. What is affluenza? Is it in the dictionary now? Has it been like
is it dubbed as a real term?
Yeah, like
I will
formally,
check.
Formally
I
dubbed?
I think so.
Probably like an urban dictionary.
No. No, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
A psychological malaise supposedly affecting wealthy young people, symptoms of which include a lack of motivation, feelings of guilt, and a sense of isolation.
I want to punch everything when I hear
Dude,
that.
Dude, that's a real yeah. thing.
Is that crazy? I'm going to start telling my son he has affluenza.
Diagnosed. Self-diagnosed.
Like middle class enzo.
I feel like there's a lot of hipsters that could probably say they have affluenza.
Well, his haircut just, he should have got 3 more years for his haircut. Mm-hmm. The group Mothers Against Drunk Driving issued a statement calling Couch's short stint in jail a grave injustice to the victims and their families who have been dealt life sentences because of one person's devastating decision to drink and drive. What do you think out there? 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I don't know how this kid can live with that kind of guilt. Like, he killed 4 people drinking and driving.
Yeah, well, he clearly doesn't think it's his fault. He lacks a feelings of guilt, clearly, because that's part of his psychological condition,
I guess.
Just
a rich douchebag.
Yeah, he doesn't care. It wasn't his fault. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to kill those people. It's probably what he's been told by his lawyers and his parents.
His mom.
Yeah.
That makes me so sick, man. Not, like, I have a lot of, like, I know a lot of affluent people. And almost all the ones I know are pretty cool people, like ones that are friends of mine. But I also know some that are complete tools. And they treat people lesser because they have, you know, obviously
less.
A lot of money. You know, they're in a better financial state, so they look down upon people. And it's BS. I've seen a lot of it in the poker industry over the years. And it's crap. But when you're talking about death, when you're talking about killing people, all that should go out the window. You know, it's pretty cut, clear, and dry. He's guilty. He drank. He drove. He killed 4 people.
How old is he? He's a teen, right?
20.
He's
years
20
old.
Now?
Now.
Okay.
He was 17 or 18 when it happened.
Wow, what a loser.
Which he wasn't even old enough to drink.
Too. Ugh.
I know. No soul. I like Whitmore. He's a good ginger. But the rest, poop.
Yeah, this guy's trash.
You know,
legit looks like a leprechaun.
Yeah. What up?
What about Big Red?
I like, yeah, Big Red's cool. Yeah. Yeah. Is she a legit ginge, huh?
She likes to dye her hair now, but yeah, she's a redhead.
I thought she was going to sing the other night when she showed up to karaoke.
No.
She don't sing?
No.
Messed up, dude.
I mean, you know, she was just there to not be, you know, hit duty tonight.
She let Jebediah sing?
Is that what you did?
Yeah, Jebediah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what he was doing.
Oh, Jebediah. Yeah. Jebediah. It's more fun if you say it like
that. He karaoke'd a Weird Al song. I don't know if that's allowed.
Yeah, it's not cool. If you had fun, here's the thing about karaoke. Not to get off track, we're talking about dead people and stuff. Karaoke, I like it when people can sing and they sing karaoke. Like, I obviously can carry a tune. But I don't mind if people are just having fun with it, because that's what it really is supposed to be at the end of the day. You know, like, I don't mind if somebody's not a great singer, but they want to get up there and sing Baby's Got Back or something. If they're having a good time with it. You know what I'm saying? That's just an example. You know, like Anna gets up there and she's a backup dancer.
Back that ass up dancer.
And you have a great time.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's what it's about. I think people take it too serious sometimes. They're like, that guy can't even sing. What's he doing up there? I'm like, shut up, bitch.
Anna, are you coming to our next one?
Yeah.
Even if it's way, way out on the other side of the bridge?
Well, her boyfriend left her. Who's she going to stick around here with?
It's true. I'm all alone.
I want to start doing a karaoke tour. That's what I'm going to do. If you own a bar or you work in a bar that has karaoke, hit us up. Maybe we will make your bar a stop on our karaoke tour. I want to start having karaoke meetups all over. We have bee holes everywhere.
We're going to try and do it once a month, aren't we?
I might do it this Saturday again. How about that?
I feel
bad because I wanted my favorite spot to be our first one, and they had a power outage for about an hour, and we didn't know what was going on, so we went to another bar, which ended up being Gaspar's in Temple Terrace, which was awesome.
Worth it.
But I would love to give the scoreboard another shot this weekend. I would like to go out there.
My little girl turns 3 on Sunday, so her party's on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
But I will be there Saturday night.
Anna, you in?
This Saturday?
Yeah!
Yeah, I can go this Saturday.
Yeah! That makes me happy.
Are you going?
It's not a party if I don't go.
Just asking.
Yeah.
His name's on the event.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with you? Let's start getting some feelers. We have the rest of the week. If any of the B-holes want to go to the scoreboard with us on Saturday, hit us up. We'll make a day of it. Well, we got another story. We'll get away from the affluenza prick. This one is illegal. It's heinous. It's horrible. And hilarious all at the same time. Police say a man in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, did something horrible to Amish and Mennonite women. Yep.
What kind of women?
Amish and Mennonite.
Mennonite?
Do you know what a Mennonite is?
I don't.
Mennonites, you can find them in Sarasota and stuff.
Fun word.
They're kind of like a loosened up version of an Amish person, from what I've gathered. Like, they're Amish-ish, but they use electronics and stuff.
It's not Amish, then.
They're not Amish.
They're poor.
They're Mennonite.
I'm looking it up now.
Like, because I thought Amish was just Amish, and then I saw, like, an Amish girl talking on a cell phone. I'm like, oh, she lost her religion. And somebody's like, nah, bitch, that's a Mennonite.
But they wear the long dresses and all of that. All right.
They look Little House on the Prairie, but they, you know, they have a little 90210.
I got you. They got the iPhones.
Yeah. Mennonites. Well, Benjamin R. Graffius, 39 years old, is charged with exposing himself to numerous females, 4 felony counts of unlawful contact with a minor, and 8 misdemeanor counts of indecent exposure. Man, he went all in. For incidents that began in June of 2015 and continued through September. Here's the angle, though. He'd run up to their horse-drawn buggies and expose himself, knowing they can't call the cops.
Oh, man, that is great.
It is kind of brilliant.
I was laughing so hard when I was reading it. And he admits to everything. Tells the police, I did it because I knew they couldn't call anybody. Yeah,
they had to draw a picture of his bing bong.
No, what happened was he did it, and I think it was an off-duty officer was jogging by and was like, what the hell?
Hey, what are you doing to the Amish girls?
And they were like, ooh!
They're like, Rumspringer! And they grab it.
What are we talking about?
Rumspringer.
What's a Rumspringer?
That's they get one day a year where they can just become total pieces of crap. They can do all whatever they want.
Not true.
Yeah. Look it up. Look it up.
Are you yanking my chain?
No.
Rumspringer?
Yeah. Not kidding. How would I just make something up like that? Am I that creative?
It's Rumspringer.
That's what I said. I know. I like to say it with a hard R.
When the Amish come out to play.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. They get one day to decide if they really want to be Amish.
Oh.
Yeah. They can just whore it up. Eat McDonald's and everything.
Damn.
I know, right?
I didn't know that at all.
I ain't making no wooden furniture today, bitch. Rumspringer! It's good. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Oh, we have a question on the board. Joe, what is happening?
How are you doing?
I'm good, bro.
Well, I'm a truck driver around Tampa. I work nights. I listen to y'all every single night.
Thanks, Joe.
The Scoreboard Lounge.
Yeah.
I was the original. When they first opened that place up, I was the original karaoke guy over there.
The original? But when Lewis owned it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember, buddy. I used to work at Club 92 all during the 90s.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I had been there quite a few times myself.
Yeehaw, yeah, I was a DJ at the Bottle Club. That was me.
Oh, man, how about that?
I know. Cool, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hadn't been there probably 15 years, and I was just thinking, I heard you say that you might be there Saturday night.
Yeah, come on down.
I think I might do that.
All right, Joe. We'll sing a duet, right. Maybe some country. Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Oh, nice guy. He did sound like a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He did. No,
no, I was waiting for you to drop some humor on me or something.
No, I made you laugh at the poor Amish joke, so I'm good for the night.
Okay. I'm proud of you, man.
Not going to, you know.
I like it when somebody knows when to say when.
That was my walk-off.
Columbia.
That's a place.
Speaking of walk-off, Rays didn't do that today, did they? So sad. By the way, Aaron Judge, they need to test his DNA.
Yeah.
He's not a human being.
He's a big, large man.
No, when he stands next to a normal human being, it looks insane.
You know what was pretty funny today, though, despite them losing 11-4?
Five strikeouts for Juan Carlos.
Yeah. Yes, he got booed off the field.
Oh, pretty funny stuff, right? Anyway, Colombia.
Colombia.
Probably the most baller move by a couple of prisoners to escape prison. Here's what they did. They got the guard drunk. And then they convinced the guard to let them go buy more alcohol. They're like, look, man, you're drunk. Let's go. Let us out real fast. We'll go get some more alcohol. Two inmates never returned, and police are currently hunting for them as we read this. Colleagues of the guard at Palpecota Jail said his breath smelt of alcohol, and he refused to be breathalyzed, the employee. The prison director said the production of home-brewed liquor, that is toilet wine probably, inside the prison was common despite frequent checks. The two fugitives were identified as Juan Catriez Rincon and Farcarable. They were sentenced to 40 years in prison for kidnapping in 2003. And Olmedo Vargas had recently demobilized from Farcarable group. Look, I'm not making fun of these guys. They're from rebel groups. It's like cartel stuff. What are we doing?
Yeah, man.
I'm just kidding. These guys look handsome. Nobody.
It's a maximum security prison they were in.
I'm going to dump that. I'm going to dump all that stuff. I didn't mean to read that. I apologize. Who put this in my goddamn prep? Who put this in the prep?
That was me.
God damn it!